Thanks for listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As we've been talking about colleges reopening for the fall, they're facing a lot of big questions. And one of them is, how are they going to keep their campus and the surrounding communities safe as tens of thousands of students return for classes in just a few short weeks? Most schools have announced plans for mandatory mask wearing and social distancing, as well as single occupancy dorms and reduced class sizes. The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is planning reopening for a hybrid of in-person and online classes, and the campus has been rolling out a massive COVID-19 testing program. Listeners, we want to invite you to join our conversation. Our lines are open at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. As we continue to take calls on higher education, we want to know, would a large-scale testing program like the one the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is planning make you feel better about in-person classes resuming? Whether you're a student, faculty member, parent, maybe you just have a question for one of our guests, 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. To talk more about this, we're joined now by Christine Herman, a health reporter for Illinois Newsroom and Side Effects Public Media, who's been reporting on this and is on vacation this week, but coming in for you, for us, on the 21st. Christine, thanks so much for doing that on your vacation week. I hope you're having a restful time otherwise.
Yes, and thanks, Brian. It's good to be here.
We're also joined by Becky Smith, who's an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, possibly one of the growth fields, I would think, for 2020. Hello, Becky. Welcome to the 21st.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And we're also still with us is Dennis Austin. He was in our previous conversation. He's a University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign student, and I'm curious to hear, you know, what Becky has to say, and we'll come back to this a little later, about Dennis's concerns about a potential second wave and what happens on campus. But first, Christine, can you talk a little bit about the COVID-19 program the U of I has launched? I understand they're able to process 10,000 tests a day. How is this working?
Yeah, so as was alluded to in the earlier segments, there were researchers here at the University of Illinois. They developed a new saliva-based test. They found a way that avoids several of the supply chain bottlenecks for nasal swabs and certain protective gear that's needed for some of the more invasive tests. And even some of the reagents, they found a way to do the test. It's basically a simpler way that avoids some of those holdups that we're seeing in other places across the country. You know, the preliminary research study shows that the spit tests are comparable to nasal swab tests in terms of accuracy. And really importantly, they're able to get fast processing because they're doing everything on site. So within 24 hours or less. And the U of I has converted a bunch of lab space here at the College of Veterinary Medicine into basically a massive COVID-19 test processing site. And so for now, the lab here has authorization to use the test that they've developed, and researchers are in the process now of getting FDA clearance that would allow other campuses, other labs to use the test that was developed here.
So Christine, you've seen the process work. Just briefly, how does this testing work?
Yeah, it's simple. There are tents across campus, mostly outdoors, some indoors. You walk up, show your ID, you're given a tube. You walk to a space on the ground, you're spread out, spaced apart. You dribble some spit into it, some saliva, and then you close it up, drop it in a bag, and then they give you the results through your email.
Dennis, I wonder, does this make you feel safer or better about coming back to campus, this extensive testing plan?
Only slightly, but the risk is still there. I mean, we have to understand that when you look at the red flags happening across the country in Florida, 23% of new hospitalizations are from children. In the next coming weeks, classrooms there are expected to reopen. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2, not 10. So we have to be able to consider that. When you look at the Cambridge University going online for the rest of the year in England, when you look at Harvard shifting most of its online courses for the year, that's done out of a precaution. And I feel that while we can mitigate some circumstances of the coronavirus, I feel that unfortunately, you know, in totality, I just have my own personal doubts. It's just based on what I'm looking at right now. I have friends that live in Champaign and Urbana, and are telling me that people are still going to parties, that people are still not socially distancing, not wearing masks, not taking this seriously. And when you have the return of students to campus, as big as of a campus as we are, I just don't see how you can walk away from that scenario thinking that nothing is going to happen. The degree, the severity of it, again, it depends upon, you know, other factors as we get into the semester. But I do think we're going to have a outbreak of this coronavirus. And also to the issue of a second wave, we're not even done with the first wave. So, you know, again, there's so many precautions and concerns that we have to take into consideration. And I feel that many people, particularly in my generation, might not be doing so. And also, to make my final point, you know, when I hear complaints about the younger generation acting as if they are invisible, that is true. But however, we have to understand that you have people in their 60s, as I read in the Kansas City Tribune, who will brandish a gun if they are told to wear a mask in a restaurant, or this, you know, sudden issue of quote unquote Karens being drug out of airplanes for not choosing to don a mask. You know, yes, the young people are also contributing to this as well, but they're also getting it from so-called adults.
Yeah, masking has become a very difficult problem. I would urge listeners to go to our podcast of Monday's show, where we had a long conversation about persuasion in terms of public health and trying to bend the resistance that's still out there to masking. Becky, I want to bring you into the conversation. Becky Smith is in a epidemiology. I'm going to learn to say that right. Epidemiology professor at the University of Illinois. I understand your main role in developing the COVID-19 testing program was to figure out how much testing needs to happen to keep everyone safe. What's the plan now for testing on the Urbana campus?
Right. So as you might have heard earlier, somebody alluding to a study that was showing that you need frequent testing to detect infections before they can spread much farther. So we've decided that everybody on campus, that's faculty, staff, and students, will have to be tested twice a week. So we'll be assigning everybody their days of the week to go get a test, and we'll be asking them to just stop by one of those tents on campus 2 days a week on schedule to provide a saliva sample. They'll get the results. Most of our results are coming back within 5 hours these days. Could take up to 48 hours, but shouldn't. And we're, that combined with masks, combined with taking a lot of classes online and keeping your social bubble small, that will really be effective in decreasing the amount of transmission we can see on campus.
Is testing mandatory? I mean, you said have to, but how is that going to be enforced?
If people want to access campus facilities, that means going into campus buildings of any kind, they will have to get their tests on schedule. So if they choose to go onto campus facilities, they will need to go get tested. If they don't want to go into campus facilities, that is their choice. We still encourage them to get tested, even if they're not going to campus. But that is their choice. If they want to be on campus, they need to get the testing.
And will there be like people at the doors swiping IDs or something to make sure?
Yes,
that
there yeah, will okay. be. There okay. will be. We're hoping to have an app available. Current name of it is Safer Illinois, where there will be a QR code, and it will show whether or not you are able to enter a campus building. But there will also be an iCard option. Still working out the details of all of that. But yes, there will be people at doors of buildings looking for masks and looking for whether or not you're being tested or if you've been put into quarantine.
So I imagine, Becky, that you're keeping tabs on what other college campuses are planning. I mean, given what you know about the way diseases spread and COVID-19 in particular, with so much asymptomatic spread, that is people who don't know they have the virus but are still able to spread it. I wonder what goes through your mind when you hear that about half of all of U.S. colleges and universities are planning to fully reopen, another third are planning for a hybrid of in-person and online, and many campuses have no plan for widespread testing. I mean, not every university is a tier one, you know, world-class research university with its own lab capabilities and stuff like that. I mean, does that keep you up at night?
Absolutely. I am really concerned about campuses that don't have the testing capacity that we have, that aren't requiring masks and that are leaving it up to students and faculty and staff to make their own decisions. Public health is not something that is individual, it's public. We have to all work together. And so we all have to be on board with this.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. We're speaking about the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign's plan to implement a massive testing program with a hybrid of in-person and online classes for the fall semester. Our guests are Becky Smith, an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of Illinois Urbana, Christine Herman, who's a reporter with Illinois, health reporter with Illinois Newsroom, WILL, and Side Effects Public Media, and Dennis Austin, who's an undergraduate at the University of Illinois. We, again, invite your calls, 800-222-9455. The number, again, is 800-222-9455. Christine, and we are coming to the end of our hour here, but you spoke with a Yale professor, David Paul Thiel, who I understand has similar concerns about the lack of testing at some institutions. He's done research on what it will take to reopen college campuses. What did he have to say?
Yeah, so I think it's important to note, as you said, that lots of campuses are planning to reopen and most don't have a testing program in place. Some are requiring a negative test in order to move back into the dorms, like at Northern Illinois University. Illinois State's encouraging testing before students return, but not many places. There are Tufts and Harvard and Yale and a bunch of New England schools are coordinating with the Broad Institute there to do mass testing on their campuses. So David Paul Thiel, he's at Yale, and the simulation models that he and his colleagues conducted show that, like, you know, like Becky just mentioned, that of all the factors that university administrators can control, including the sensitivity and specificity of the test that you might choose, he says the frequency of testing is most important, the frequency. So here's what he had to say about that.
The thing that's going to have the greatest control over how well things go on their campus is how frequently they screen. If you could choose between a more accurate test that you could conduct, say, every 2 weeks or every week, or a less accurate but cheaper test that you could perform several times a week, you would take that second option. It's the frequency of screening that's really going to matter.
Yeah, so I, you know, Becky could definitely weigh on this as in on this as well as an epidemiology expert, but you know, David Paul Thiel, he's saying that waiting to test people until they have symptoms, which is the plan at lots of colleges right now, that's not going to be enough. You know, obviously masks, social distancing, those mandates are important, but his research shows that testing and retesting is critical. And you know, he says he's painfully aware that many colleges can't pull this sort of thing off, but he just emphasizes, as we've been hearing over the past hour, the consequences of not doing these things are so severe.
And they may be disproportionately visited upon not the students, but the other members of a college community, its staff, its faculty, the most vulnerable members of the surrounding community. That, as painful as it is for me to say, I think that any school that cannot meet the minimum screening and behavioral standards that I'm talking about and maintain uncompromising control over prevention practices really has to ask itself whether it has any business reopening.
Becky, we've got less than a minute left for the show. I guess, I don't know if you want to respond to that, or maybe if you just, I wonder if you have a message to parents who are maybe concerned about, you know, sending their kids to school, kids themselves who are concerned about coming back to campus. Is the University of Illinois a safe place to return to campus this fall?
So you never want to ask an epidemiologist if something is safe. We have made the University of Illinois as safe as we can. We can't guarantee safety, but we are doing the best we can. We are following all the recommendations, all the guidelines. We are doing our absolute best to minimize infections on campus. That said, we need everybody to do their part to maintain that social distancing, to maintain their small social bubble, to wear the masks, and to do the testing. If they work with us, we can have a safer semester.
Becky Smith is Associate Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. We've also been hearing from Dennis Austin, who's a student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and Christine Herman, who's a health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, WILL, and Side Effects Public Media. Becky, Dennis, Christine, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one last point.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I'm afraid we do not have time because I just need to say that our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer, and our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director, and The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey, and we will talk to you tomorrow.